When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This story about Doug Gottlieb is pretty funny. So we talked about Doug Gottlieb a couple days ago. Doug Gottlieb is the coach of Green Bay men's basketball team.
By the way, I'm not sure this story is being reported correctly, but go ahead.
Well,
go ahead through it.
I'll just read what I have here on ESPN.
Yeah.
But, you know, we talked about him a couple days ago because he got into a tweet off back and forth with Adam Schefter about
Sacramento about State Michael Vick. Having money or whatever.
And Michael Vick was talking to Sacramento State and that they had $50 million in NIL. And Schefter reported that, and Gottlieb said there's no chance they have $50 million, blah, 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 blah. And then Schefter said, why are you tweeting me? Basically, he said, why are you tweeting me? Why don't you focus on winning? You got two wins. You're like 2-9 or 2-10.
Right.
But I guess a week ago, Gottlieb was talking to the media about his scheduling. And he said, quote, part of the reason I want to play better teams is it's 2 degrees outside, it's snowing. I don't really like the idea of nobody you coming in here. What do we learn playing a game where we win by 20? There's a methodology to it, and I'm going to have to adjust moving forward. Every game on our schedule is a game that we can lose, and nobody else does that. Now you know why.
So he said that. So why are people assuming that he called the team he lost to nobody you? He didn't. This is being misreported.
I don't really like the idea of nobody you coming in here and like I always thought like, what do we learn playing a game where we win by 20? But there's a methodology to it. And I'm going to have to adjust moving forward.
Yeah. Well, I guess the assertion is that a team like a Division II team like Michigan Tech would be a team that he's talking
right,
about.
Right, but he also prefaced it by saying.
I understand exactly what you're saying, and I feel the same sentiment.
Yeah.
Doug didn't call this D2 team Michigan 2, but the media are connecting the dots.
Yes.
That
and
because,
the media is wrong.
Because they're D2.
Yeah.
They are the nobody you that
in
Doug is talking about.
Yes. But he prefaced it even before playing them saying, nobody on my schedule, I mean, we could lose to everybody on there.
Yeah.
And there's a method to the madness. So this is being misreported. He did not denigrate his opponent before he lost to them.
No, he didn't.
The media is like Valdez is saying, is kind of connecting the dots.
Yes. That's what they're doing.
He didn't directly say Michigan whatever.
Michigan Tech is nobody you.
Yes.
Right.
He did not do that. It would be the dumbest thing. Coaches just don't denigrate their opponents before they play them.
No.
I mean, it's just so dumb.
He was just talking about the fact that and every school does this. Every school has these layups where they've got teams on their schedule where they're going to win by 20, like he said. But the fact that he called it nobody you, and then he lost to a D2 team, Michigan Tech, he's now 2-11. So you're right. The media is just kind of connecting those.
I would say it's even worse if he would have named Michigan Tech by name in that instead of saying nobody you, right? Because he said nobody you because he didn't want to embarrass any other school that he's mentioning.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
He said it as a euphemism.
It's like a general thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, in the media's eyes, and probably in most people's eyes, that would qualify as nobody you, but he prefaced it before he even played them as saying, we could lose to everyone on our schedule.
Yes.
So,
and he's pretty much done
that.
We
said when the day he got the job, we said, this is insanity. Not that he can't coach. I have no idea if he can coach. But to have a daily radio show, national radio show, that you're somehow going to pay attention to and do more often than not, and coach a Division I basketball team and recruit and everything. It's an impossible
situation. He said on Twitter, he was getting criticized, obviously, on Twitter. And he says, done with this crap. We scheduled up, including Michigan Tech. Nowhere ever have I been critical of anyone on our schedule. Now back to work.
Right, of course.
That's what he said.
How is he going to – I mean, I don't believe – after they lost, I don't believe he did a show that day. I mean, how can you do your show? I mean, you know, your house is on fire. you can't dedicate 3 hours. And by the way –
would have been good for ratings.
We've been doing this a long time. You still can't just show up and, like, no prep. Like, you got to know what's going on in the world. You got to be locked in a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't just show up and do a three-hour national, especially a national show.
I just thought it was pretty funny. He's having an interesting week with, just stay off social media.
I don't know. He's a divisive guy. I guess it's just because he's opinionated.
Of course he is.
He was a radio personality. That's why he's a good radio guy, to be honest with you.
And look, it's Green Bay. It's not like he's at Michigan State.
Yeah.
But it's just funny.
What were you going to say, Drum?
I mean, I can see it both ways. I mean, I don't know if he's talking down about Michigan or Michigan Tech or whatever, but, I mean.
He absolutely expected to beat Michigan Tech when they scheduled him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Probably, but also.
So I guarantee you, behind closed doors, he was saying, all right, we got to play nobody.
If we can lose to anybody, then why is he talking about we're not going to learn anything when we win by 20? If we can lose to anybody.
He's talking out of both sides.
I don't understand what you're saying, what your point is. I honestly don't.
He's saying we don't learn anything when we win by 20.
Right.
Then you don't think you're going to lose to, you can lose to anybody. I mean, he didn't schedule all these teams himself. These have probably been done for a while.
Oh, I bet he had a decent impact on the scheduling.
Who knows?
But it's not like football where it's like 5 years.
But the point is, when you schedule a D2 team, when you're a D1 team, that's a game you expect to win.
Generally, that's true, Jason, but this program is starting from scratch.
I know. It's Green Bay. I understand.
I respect him. I don't think he called the team he was about to play nobody you. I mean, maybe behind closed doors, but he definitely didn't do it in public. So I'm defending him.
So who is nobody you?
I don't know.
If nobody
is not Michigan Tech,
somebody
who is it?
Somebody worse than Michigan Tech.
Sounds like it's
why they're
Green
D2.
Bay.
They're D2.
Maybe it is.
No one's ever heard of Michigan Tech.
I understand.
Unless you're in Michigan.
Listen, he's prefaced it by saying,
but who is nobody you?
I don't know.
If it's not the D2 school, who is it?
I don't know.
It is
a
the
D3
it
school.
Is the, that's who he's
know.
No.
Yeah,
that's
the
who
D3 schools.
I don't know, Grab. I don't know, but I know he didn't. I know he prefaced it before he played them. We can lose to everybody on my schedule.
Yeah, but he
so
was
that. In my opinion, that was
a general statement. I guarantee he wasn't talking about a D2 team when he said that.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm defending him on this one. I think he's insane what he's doing, but I'm defending him on this one.
Anyway, so that's an interesting story. So 24 hours after being benched, Kirk Cousins, he's supporting Michael Penix. Of course, Michael Penix will be making his first start against the Giants on Sunday. And of course, Coach Raheem Morris made that decision on Tuesday after they beat the Raiders 15-9. But Cousins did say, look, it's pro football, and there's a standard that I have for myself that the team has for me, that unfortunately I wasn't playing up to the standard consistently enough. He says, and so it is what it is, and you roll with it, and now you still get ready, one play away kind of thing, and support Mike, and just to try and help the team be able to find a way to win. So, he's being supportive
taking
of Michael
the high road.
Penix.
You would expect him to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cousins said he talked to Morris on the phone on Tuesday night, and that's when Morris told him Penix was going to be the starter.
Uh-huh.
And, I bet you Cousins probably kind of expected it. You know what I mean?
Well, he certainly understands it.
I think. I mean, he's a vet.
Been around.
But like we talked yesterday, I mean, there's some big games this weekend, certainly with the Commanders playing the Eagles. And if the Commanders lose to Philly on Sunday and Atlanta beats the Giants, then next Sunday is just a massive game.
Well, it's the playoffs. The playoffs have officially begun.
Correct.
But I'm actually, as we get, and I'm sure we'll talk about it later, I'm actually getting a little bit more optimistic about the game just because, you know, Jaden wasn't at full strength when we last played him. Mm-hmm. We've now got Lattimore. I don't know.
It's a home game. Helps a little bit.
You know.
It's going to be cold.
I mean, is Barkley going to have a two massive runs like he did. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll do it again. He's certainly capable, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
see,
it's a big one, and we'll be breaking it down throughout the rest of the show, too. Broncos, Chargers tonight, 8:15, Thursday Night Football. Chargers lay 3. Total is 41.5. You look at the standings. In the AFC, the playoff picture is a little bit more clear because of the differences in records. Denver has 9 wins. They're 9-5. Chargers have 8 wins at 8-6. Baltimore's got 9 as well. So those would be your 3 wild cards right now. Buffalo's already clinched. Pittsburgh's already clinched. Houston's already clinched. Kansas City's already clinched. So a couple of them have already clinched the division. Actually, 3 have already clinched the division. Pittsburgh's already clinched a playoff spot. So you got 4 teams already in the AFC. I can't imagine a team like Cincinnati or Miami with 6 wins catching anybody. So it looks like the Broncos, Chargers, and Ravens will be your wild cards. And Ravens still have a chance to win the division as well. Mm. But are you guys going to watch a little bit of this tonight?
I mean, it'd be hard. How are we going to? I mean, we'll be at the game. I don't know. We can watch it on our phones, I guess.
Second half, you can watch it at the sports book.
Yeah. Doesn't start till 8:15. What time is the Wiz game? Is it 7?
7.
7 o'clock. All right. Yeah, maybe we get back and watch a little bit of the second half.
I'm going to plan to get there like around 6:15.
Hey, props to Bob Chesney, who's the head coach at JMU. They won the Boca Raton Bowl last night.
What's the Boca Raton Bowl?
Yeah, it's just a bowl game down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And
Who'd they play?
It's his first year. They played Western Kentucky. And we had him on. Kurt Cignetti took the Indiana job, and we had Chesney on right when he was named. He came in from Holy Cross. Good dude. And props to him in his first year. Wins 9 games with JMU, and they win the bowl last night to improve to 9-4. So nice job, Coach Chesney. Got the college football playoff starting tomorrow night. I believe College Game Day is going to be at the Ohio State game on Saturday, but you got Notre Dame, Indiana tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. And, of course, you got a triple header on Saturday. You got triple header college football on Saturday starting at noon with the Penn State SMU game. And then you've got Texas Clemson. I believe that's the 4:30 game. And then you got Tennessee, Ohio State at night. So you got triple header. Then you've also got 2 NFL games on Saturday, including the Ravens and Steelers. Got Texans, Chiefs. Mahomes not going to play for Kansas City. You got Texans, Chiefs there. And then you got the Steelers Ravens game, which is just a massive game because the Ravens still trying to catch the Steelers for the division.
And you also, Tiger. Don't forget about Tiger.
What time does Tiger start?
He tees off at 10:44. Coverage starts at noon.
This is probably because of all that and also combined with the weather, right? It's supposed to be really cold, right? It's going to be a nice, just.
This is the day that you go and you make chili, and you just eat chili all day long while you watch Tiger and Raven Steelers.
I got a grilled cheese and tomato soup. Maybe get my wife to make me that.
Yeah,
I saw an unbelievable what at least I thought stat last night about this Tennessee Ohio State game. This is the first time since 1988 that an SEC school has played at Ohio State.
It's 1988.
They just don't schedule. That entire conference schedules.
Because they want nothing to do with it.
They just never schedule tough out of conference games. Really, at other if they do, it's always at a neutral field.
Uh huh.
Right. Right.
Well, Ryan Day obviously coaching for his professional life, right? If he loses to Tennessee, he's out.
Yeah, there's pressure on him to win this one.
I mean, he's almost got to win the whole damn thing.
Tennessee's front is really, really good. Ohio State's got to be – they've been inconsistent offensively. I mean, their defense is going to be good, obviously, at home in front of a huge crowd. But Tennessee's front can give them problems.
Actually, some people are saying even if Day wins the national title, they still want him out.
That's what my buddy was saying. He said that a couple weeks ago. They can win the national title, and they'll still want to fire him.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's pressure on him, and there's certainly pressure on James Franklin to beat SMU.
Mm-hmm.
SMU's kind of free-rolling it because it's their first year in the ACC. They're not even taking a single television dollar for the next 7 years. They've paid their way into the ACC for 7 years. Think about that. They're not getting any money from the ACC network.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing in the playoffs, expanded playoffs, and they're playing on the road at Penn State. There'll be 100,000 people there at State College. Weather's going to be really cold. SMU's certainly not used to that. And then if Franklin wins this game, he plays Boise State. in the Fiesta Bowl, he'll be expected to win that game too. So he's got pressure in the next two games if he can get by SMU.
Hmm. What's their what's Penn State's record?
They lost one game.
Only one?
Yeah, they lost.
And there's still tremendous pressure on the guy?
Well, no, I'm sorry, they lost two games.
Two?
Yeah, they lost to Ohio State, but then they lost to Oregon in the Big Ten Championship. One game in the regular season.
No shame in losing to Oregon, I would think.
No, but there was kind of shame in losing to Ohio State because Franklin can never beat Ohio State or Michigan. Anyway, so some interesting games in college football starting tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Notre Dame in Indiana. And then, of course, the Wizards playing tonight, and they play at home, of course.
We will be
against,
there.
Against Charlotte. Charlotte's a 4.5-point fave. Your total is about 226. So we'll have some cash on that game tonight, right?
Yeah, let's bet the over. I like that.
Bet the over. Maybe take the Wiz plus 4.5. Not sure I want to take the Wiz on the money line.
Maybe I would tease the Wiz.
Do you want to tease the Wiz and tease the over?
Yeah.
Or like maybe. a four-point tease?
Yeah.
Drab, are you going to put any cash on this game tonight?
Have a little rooting interest?
Always, yeah. Of course. Right.
I think I will.
Yeah. Does Mar like to dabble on his own? Do you only bet like UFC, or do you bet like a little of everything?
No, I'm going to hammer tonight's game.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. I'm already actually looking at some props right now.
What are some of the props you like?
I like LaMelo Ball, 25 points or more. Parlay that with the over. And then I think the Wizards.
You think LaMelo's going to get 25?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's actually favored. He's minus 160 to do that.
Wow.
I was thinking 30 or more. Mm. And then a first basket, first to score. That's a good sweat to get the night started.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
So what's Ball averaging, about 31 a game?
He is?
Oh, I think he is.
I had no idea he was averaging that.
I think he's averaging like 30 or 31.
Yeah, his line tonight's 27.5.
Wow. Yeah, I like the over 25.
I think you got to like the over because it's not like the Wiz playing the defense.
No.
Right? They get blown out all the time. Yeah, he's averaging. No, let's see. Yeah, he's averaging 30.2.
Jesus.
I have no analysis other than it's fun to root for an over if you're at a game. That's my analysis.
Right. I think it's a great bet.
How close to the court is the Hennessy Lofts?
I mean, you're just right behind the seats.
You're right
on the
behind
court.
The basket.
Yeah, but there's a few seats,
a few rows.
And then you're behind those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like on a riser.
Yeah, there's a couple risers.
Right.
You know, a couple feet up.
And it's like a suite on the floor.
Well, not really a suite. It's like a table. It's like a booth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like a rounded booth.
Yeah, it's just like a booth.
Oh, okay. As if you're at a restaurant.
It's like you're at a restaurant. It's literally like a restaurant.
Gotcha.
Behind the basket.
That's going to be fun.
I'm telling you, it's an awesome experience.
All right, we'll be there tonight. All right. As I mentioned earlier, Baldy will join us at 7:20, talk some NFL with him. Dave Richard, fantasy football expert at 8. We'll talk to Doubter from the Caps at 8:25, and John Feinstein at 9. Stay with us.